Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Leighton Beard, spokesperson of the Automobile Association of South Africa, joins us on the line. A very, very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good to be with you and your listeners.
So it's great to speak to you. You've got a difficult day, and just so you know, today is International Holocaust Memorial Day. So our mood is a little bit somber, which is probably the best time to be talking about a fuel increase, because it's pretty serious, isn't it? And the knock-on effects are significant.
Yeah, I mean, it is very serious, and you're quite correct, Howard. I mean, the knock-on effect is going to be quite severe. There are a lot of people who are already struggling financially, and this increase to the fuel price is just going to knock them even more, and it comes at a time when we're seeing other increases and potential increases. We're seeing increases to electricity tariffs. There are potential increases to public transport fares. So it's not coming at a great time, and the knock-on effect is going to be that goods that are transported across the country will invariably become more expensive. Input costs are going to increase. Manufacturing costs are going to increase. The input costs for the agricultural sector will increase. And obviously, what we've seen in the past is that will all filter in to the system. And eventually, we will see an increase in prices as those manufacturers and suppliers pass those increases on to consumers.
Was there a way to avoid this?
Yeah, it's a very difficult and loaded question to answer. In a certain sense, the South African government doesn't have much wiggle room in terms of international petroleum prices, which is one of the factors that influences the local fuel price. So that's set by OPEC. And, there's very little the South African government can do about that. When we look at the rand-dollar exchange rate, there you're looking at a stable economy, you're looking at economic policy certainty. You're looking at ways in which the South African government can strengthen the rand against the greenback, because that's the other significant factor that influences the local fuel price. It all comes down to how the economy is managed and what's happening locally. So there is some wiggle room there. And then obviously this issue of the levies raises a head every year when they increase. And people ask, but do we need the levies or don't we need the levies? And certainly, there's a lot to be said about those. Taking away the levies is an option. But the question then becomes, what do you do to get that money? So it's a difficult situation, Howard.
But in either way, it's the consumers that are going to really be paying the price. How do you work out that knock-on effect? In other words, we know that with this increase, everybody knows when they go and fill up what that impact is. But it's harder to determine when it's going to kick in and how much it's going to impact on food and anything else.
It is, because, you're not going to see an immediate rise in the price of food. It's going to be something that happens over a period of weeks and months. But certainly, I think we need to prepare ourselves that, things are going to become more expensive. You can't have an increase of a rand on a litre of petrol, where your petrol is now at a record high of 17 rand 32, in Gauteng for 95 unleaded, and not expect that that's going to have some sort of a negative impact on prices. It certainly will. And when you look at the diesel price, which is the fuel that's used in the manufacturing sector predominantly and obviously in the agricultural sector, when you look at that 66 cents a litre increase, that is going to have an impact. At some stage or another, every single South African is going to be affected by this increase. It's not only something that affects motorists.
How long does it take to filter through?
Yeah, again, a very difficult question to answer. It could be weeks, it could be months, but at some stage you will notice that that bag of potatoes you're buying is a little bit more expensive than it was, say, 2 or 3 weeks or 2 months ago. And that loaf of bread becomes a little bit more expensive, and your milk becomes dearer. So it's something that you've got to kind of monitor. It's difficult to say that it's going to happen on a specific date, but it will invariably come.
And how do we anticipate if this is going to go down again? What do we see historically?
We monitor the fuel price on a daily basis. We look at the numbers. And I just need to make the point, the AA does not set or adjust the fuel price, and we have nothing to do with the adjustment. We're not involved in that regulatory process in any way. But numbers are crunched every day, and at the end of the month, on the last day of the month, an average for the international fuel price is determined, and an average rand US dollar exchange rate is determined. And based on those averages, there's an under or over recovery. And if there's been, either one of those, you'll get an increase or a decrease. So because the two main factors, the oil price and the rand US dollar exchange rate, are so volatile and change so much over the course of a week, to determine what's going to happen in a month's time is almost impossible. So it's a question of waiting and seeing how the numbers play out over the course of a month, and then having a look at what they tell you. And, you know, hopefully at the end of April, we'll have a better picture going into May. But, you know, it's difficult to say this early on.
What is the percentage of levy on the fuel price?
We are looking at around 35 to 40% of every litre of fuel going to taxes, which is a lot. But it's not unique to South Africa. There are other countries that also charge levies. You know, France, Europe, France, Germany, the Netherlands, countries like India have levies. They, in fact, have the highest levies on their fuel in the world. Certain states in America have levies on their fuel. Certain places in Australia have levies. So it's not unique to South Africa, but I think what is unique to our country is that we have these levies that are charged on a litre of fuel, and I think people begin to ask questions about the value they get for those levies that are being charged from them. And therein, I think, lies a big discussion.
Because actually, if you think about it, if it's based on a percentage, then the higher the fuel price, the better it is for government.
Well, the lower the fuel price, the higher that percentage is going to be. So the higher the fuel price, obviously, you know, the lower that percentage of levies. But
I just want to clarify. So it's not actually based on a percentage. It's based on a number. So it doesn't benefit government, therefore, to have a higher fuel price.
It doesn't.
Okay,
I mean, if you look,
good.
The levy is set. The two big levies that you have on a litre of fuel are the general fuel levy, which is the biggest levy that's on a litre of fuel, and that's around 4 rand a litre. And that is a levy that is collected. It's obviously, you know, when you're looking at a fuel tax, it's an easy levy to collect. Everybody pays it. And that money goes into the fiscus and can be used for whatever government wants to use it for. It doesn't have to be used for anything transport or road-related. It can be used to buy schools. It can be used to build clinics and to buy school books. It can be used for whatever they want. It goes into the national treasury. Then you have the RAF levy, the Road Accident Fund levy, and that money is collected to obviously compensate victims of crashes. Now, together, those levies comprise 6.11 of every litre of fuel. Every year in February, the Minister of Finance announces an increase to those levies, normally in line with or just over inflation. This year, it was around 4%. And that is then impacted in April when the price of fuel is adjusted in April. What he's announced in February comes into effect. So it's a fixed number, and that 6.11 will be there until next year, April, when it will be adjusted again. The AA every year calls for those levies not to be increased because we understand that an increase to those levies impacts on the poorest of the poor, and it impacts on all consumers. The counter argument to that is, well, if we don't get this money through these levies, where do we get it from? Do we increase VAT? Do we increase personal tax? Do we tax something, 80 billion rand, that those levies generate for the Treasury every year? And it's a very complicated question because I don't think there's an easy answer to it.
We do need to unfortunately end it here, but Jenny, one of our listeners asking something quite interesting. What happens to the tax on fuel when people use diesel or petrol for generators? Does the Road Accident Fund still get part of
that? Yeah, very good question, and the answer to that is yes, they do. So when you're filling up your Jenny, you're paying for the Road Accident Fund even though you're not driving a vehicle. So simple answer, and yeah. It's a bone of contention for very many people.
That's so interesting. Leighton Beard, spokesperson for the Automobile Association of South Africa. Thank you for chatting to us. Very informative indeed. It is 8:41. I'm Howard Feldman. Just to distinguish, by the way, because I did tell Leighton that it was International Holocaust Day. It isn't, of course. It is Yom HaShoah, which is Holocaust Remembrance Day, something that is different. It is the 80 years since the onset of the Holocaust.